The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
I couldn't believe it. Say it for myself.
What about this karma?
Karma. Karma. Kenny is full of karma today.
There's the
today.
Karma again. Yeah. Jace, yes. Can you play that drop one more time? Ariana Grande didn't quiet down soon enough.
Tell me more about this karma.
There we go. There we go. Tell me more about this more. Karma.
You've totally lost me. I'm now looking at Paris's cars.
Car collection.
Yeah, I need to Google that.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Sorry, Kenny. We really do kind of need you here, though. But because Dawn McClain continues her vacation. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the final hour of our show on this Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Thank you for being here. We're approaching 8:07. And we're talking, we talked karma earlier because Kenny, well, and me too. We were making fun of Alexis because Alexis, her air conditioner is from 1978.
Yeah.
That was the year Dallas premiered. That's how old it is. And it went down the turlet. It died.
Yeah.
And so she's been.
Lived a good life.
It lived a good life. And she's been sweating for a few days now. Mm-hmm. Kenny made fun of it. And then, Kenny, tell the folks what happened to you.
Oh.
At about 2 a.m., I woke up and saw that somebody had turned the thermostat up to 68, and that, of course, enraged me. Uh-huh. So I turned it to 67, 1 degree better.
And it makes a difference.
Went back to bed all happy. Woke up at about 4:30 and heard the unit outside, the AC unit that sits outside behind. I heard that on, but was feeling no airflow.
No airflow at all.
Oh, that's
stumbled not good. Over to the thermostat. It's set at 67, room temperature 70. My blower motor went out sometime between 2 a.m. and 4:30. Yeah. And
that's
the first thing I thought of. Yes. Lex, that's the first thing I thought. I have been getting kicked in the crotch by karma my entire life, and I still haven't learned. Stop laughing at people. Stop it.
Yep.
Not only is it unbecoming, but it's going to circle around and get you. It's going to get you. Get you.
It's going to get you.
Get you.
It's going to get you. And it did. So
well, I was laughing at myself, too. So but hopefully it will be fixed easily and you'll be nice and cool again.
You Rocky's coming over today, so we're going to get it handled. But you are not in a laughable situation.
Mm. No.
It's got to be just pure hell living in. Because it's been out for a few weeks, hasn't it?
No. Luckily, it's now, 5 days?
5 days.
Yeah, you
something
brought
like
it
that.
Up last week.
Yeah. Well, because it was kind of sort of working then, so we still could have it on, but then it was like, we're donezo. But today's the day. It's getting installed. In fact, they've started. 8 a.m. was the start. Now, I'm seeing a lot of lightning outside, so I'm hoping it doesn't. Well, I guess a lot of the work is inside, too. But, the units. Yeah. I mean, it's so old that they can't.
How old is it?
Thank you. From 1978. That he's like, this unit is way too big for your house. And I couldn't even, if I wanted to, find the right tubes. And they're not even up to code. I'm like, well.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't make parts for that thing anymore.
It's gone.
Think, Jason?
It's gone.
Bell bottoms. 1978 bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Disco. Donna Summer.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, Dallas premiered in 1978.
Right, and you've watched all like 4 billion episodes or the whatever it is, 300 and...
Minimum wage was $2.65.
Whoa!
$2.65. Seriously.
Wow. Yes. How much was bread in 1978?
Bread, hold on a minute.
Do you have that stat?
No, but I hear some other, when Alexis's air conditioner was born, a postage stamp was 15 cents.
Okay.
Life expectancy was, for males, 69 years. For females, Jason, what?
What was gas? Let me look it up. You keep talking.
Top 10 baby names of 1978, Jessica, Melissa, Jennifer, Amy, Heather, Michael, Jason, Chris, Topher, David, James.
David and okay.
1978, a gallon of gas, 63 cents. In 1978, your hillbilly traffic reporter was 13 and dating a senior in high school. Well, maybe that might not be true, but you know. he might have been in his own mind.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. Oh, and bread was 33 cents.
Bread was 33 cents?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I have to admit, I have no idea how much bread costs now, because when you need bread, you just buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annie Hall, what, from bucks? Woody Allen won 4 Oscars that year. Ted Bundy was captured in 1978.
Hang down your head, Ted Bundy.
The son of Sam was sentenced to 365 years in prison in 1978.
See ya, son.
Garfield made its comic strip debut in 1978 when Alexis's air conditioner was born.
Oh, wow.
Odie, that darn dog.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Space Invaders, the video game, was developed in Japan. Duran Duran.
That was big, man. When Space Invaders hit the arcades, that was huge.
Movies that were released when Alexis's air conditioner was born includes The Deer Hunter, Midnight Express, Grease, the original Superman.
Express.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. I love it. That's the one about being in prison, isn't it?
That's Randy Quaid. Grease, the original Superman with Christopher Reeve came out when Alexis's air conditioner was born. Animal House, the original Halloween, and Up in Smoke.
Wow.
Cheech and Chong. Oh. Yes.
Wow.
Duran Duran. Simple Minds was formed in that year. Mm-hmm. Lex, your
rest
air conditioner
in peace,
was
AC.
Old
Bye-bye.
As ass.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
You were on this day in 1978. Let's see here. Sweden becomes the first nation in the world to ban aerosol sprays.
Oh,
Sweden knew in 1978 already that it was damaging the ozone layer. Mm-hmm.
Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
You said this, I think, right? Animal House released today.
Today.
Wow.
In 1978.
Yeah. A new home on average costs $62,500.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
A dozen eggs was 82 cents. Let's see here.
Egg prices haven't changed that much, though.
No. Yeah, you already did gallon of milk. Meat. What?
Oh, throw it to me. Throw it to me.
Kenny?
Kenny, what?
September of 1978, WKRP in Cincinnati premieres on CBS.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yep.
In 1978?
Yep.
Oh, the year Alexis's air conditioner was born.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me.
Here I am.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP.
That's right.
Got kind of tired.
The same year Alexis's air conditioner was born, the Ford Fairmont, Kenny, was first produced. It's a compact car.
I'm gonna have
Is that
look
a quality
that
vehicle?
I do not remember the Fairmont, Ford Fairmont.
Larry Bird was drafted by the Celtics that year, Lex.
Larry Bird? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I remember the Fairmont. Oh, we had a bunch of those when I worked at Rent-A-Rec in the 80s. Gross.
The Susan B. Anthony coin began circulating when Alexis's air conditioner was born. Let's see here. Stephen King releases The Stand in 1978.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fun facts.
The Cowboys won the Super Bowl that year.
Who was the halftime show?
Sonny and Cher. No, I don't know who was.
Home brewing nerds, you have Jimmy Carter to thank for signing a bill into law which allows home brewing of beer in the United States in October of 1978.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
Muhammad Ali loses heavyweight title to Leon Spinks in February.
I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Let's see here. We're Kentucky beats Duke in the Final Four.
Woohoo! Duke sucks! Yes.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin releases Almighty Fire in the year Alexis's air conditioner was born.
Okay,
Wayne Gretzky signs with the Indianapolis Racers in 1978.
Oh, wow.
And Bianca Jagger files for divorce from Mick Jagger in 1978.
Oh.
In November.
And Mick was 60 back then. Yeah. No, go ahead, Kenny.
What is this, Jason? The Star Wars holiday special on CBS airs in November.
Yeah. Yes.
This is its first and only airing.
Yep. Oh, it's a disaster. I mean, it's a cult hit, but yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And our final one, Bea Arthur was in her mid-30s in 1978. Yes, yes.
Oh, look at the time.
Look at the time.
Wow, look at that.
Look at the time.
Goodbye,
Let's
AC.
Let's take the time to pat ourselves on the back.
That's right.
For that last segment.
There we go. Mama Dawn would be proud. We'll do Scream Pop Culture Trivia at 8:30, but coming up next, the Dirt Alert.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn is off and Elizabeth Reese is also off this week. So I will be filling in on the Dirt Alert. And I'm going to start this morning with a little bit of breaking news. This actually popped last night as we were all going to bed. Bob Odenkirk was rushed to the hospital after he collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul. Again, this happened last night, right before we all went to bed. He's still under medical care, according to his representatives. We do not know the cause of why he collapsed. It hasn't been released, but he was on the set of his AMC show, again, Better Call Saul, on Tuesday. Collapsed, rushed immediately to the hospital.
Oh, no.
They were filming the final season. This is season six, so the final season of Better Call Saul.
How old is he?
He was born 58.
Yeah.
Yep. 58. So young.
He better be okay, or I'm going to be really PO'd. You guys remember Mr. Show? He had a very, very funny show, Mr. Show.
I didn't see that.
He also, I mean, people think of him from, you know, Breaking Bad, and now obviously Better Call Saul. But dude, he has had an amazing career. He worked at SNL. He's multi-talented.
He was Larry Sanders, his agent.
Yes. Oh, so funny.
It's just a roundly talented guy. So keep him in your thoughts. We don't know anything else. If anything pops right now, I'll keep an eye on Twitter and I'll let you know. Norman Lear on something a little lighter. Norman Lear turned 99 yesterday. Coming up next, Alexis is actually going to do a Norman Lear themed screen pop culture trivia. Mm-hmm. But on Norman's birthday, a lot of headlines came out. Another Norman Lear classic show is getting revived. Mary Hartman. Do you remember that show,
really?
Kenny?
I sure do. Yeah.
Is this good news?
It was
weird.
It was odd. Oh. Out of all of the Norman Lear shows, and we're talking Maude, All in the Family, One Day at a Time, The Jeffersons, it was, Kenny, I mean, it was the lesser, it's kind of like the stepchild. It wasn't a huge hit.
A huge hit, but it made me feel, I think that was my first encounter with secondhand embarrassment, because I'd watch that and go, oh, this is weird, and I kind of feel, this makes me, what is wrong with her? What, you know?
Yeah.
But I couldn't turn away.
No.
I had to watch. I didn't like it. Made me uncomfortable, but I had to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So that's coming back, and we all know, you know, Norman, and he's executive producing. This is what's fantastic.
Still working.
Dude is 99, and he's still executive producing shows.
I mean, yes.
He was just the executive producer of the One Day at a Time reboot, which I'm still sad that didn't continue, but whatever.
Yeah.
And it was around the same time, was it Soap, where Billy Crystal played a gay character? I think it was Soap.
Soap was the very first. Yep. You're right.
Yeah, it was around that same era.
Yep. Yeah, Billy was the first one. There's a little bit of argument about that, but let's just say for this segment's sake that, Billy Crystal played one of the first gay characters on network television in Soap, which was a spoof, kind of a takeoff of soap operas, because soap operas in that era in the 70s were giant, huge.
And every single character on that show, Soap, was a weirdo. Every single one of them. There might have been one normal lady, right?
No.
But for the most part, they were all oddballs.
All of them. The great Catherine Hellman was in that show, remember? Who went on, obviously, to Who's the Boss?
Yep.
She was in there. Had a great cast. Robert Guillaume was in that. Then he spun off onto Benson. Mm-hmm. So it was, it was ahead of its time, that show. Speaking of television shows, next in the Dirt Alert, a Jeopardy contestant broke the record for the lowest score ever. I don't know if that's the kind of history you want to make.
was his name Ken Olson?
Yeah. Patrick Pierce, a product specialist from California, ended the night with negative 7,400.
Oh.
Negative?
Which breaks the previous record of negative 6,800 held by a woman named Stephanie from about 6 or 7 years ago. And by the way, this happened.
It's high risk.
This happened on the debut episode of LeVar Burton's run as guest host.
Yes.
Did you see it, Lex?
That petition, I do love LeVar. I do love him, but I did not watch the episode last night. I was thick into the Olympics, but I do hope to catch some and see how he does, because he's really excited to be there.
Yeah. And he, I watched the first episode. I mean, he had a second one yesterday.
Yeah.
I watched on Monday.
And?
A little, you saw a little nerves, and people were busting on him for that. And I go, guys, it's day one. Slow your roll, cowboys. Sit down, Linda. Sit down. Because.
And that's kind of a good thing.
I loved his cadence. I loved his read. We call it read style. I could see him doing this.
Yeah.
There's been a couple guest hosts where I've been like, okay, this is just a stunt. I can't see them in the chair long term. LeVar, I could see long term.
Yeah. I could
absolutely see long term.
Wow, I wonder, what about the Jeopardy winner? What is Kenneth? What's his name? The one that also...
Ken Jennings?
Ken Jennings, yeah. How did he compare to Ken Jennings?
Ken was better. He's smoother, but Ken knows the drill a little bit better. So you would think that he would, but
That's true. And a lot of the other guest hosts, they've got other big time jobs. So not available really.
For the latest on all of these stories and more, go to mytalk1071.com. And obviously, the latest on Bob Odenkirk will be on all the shows today. Lori and Julia, Colleen and Bradley, and Donna and Steve. Coming up next, though, we are celebrating Norman Lear's birthday with a Norman Lear-themed Scream Pop Culture Trivia hosted by Alexis Thompson when we come back. You ain't sure yet,
but I'm for ya. And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
What do you call a man who never passes gas in public? A private tutor!
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Or Jason.
That's very true. Very, very true. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming around the world on our My Talk app. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube as well.
Subscribe. Everyone's doing it. Yeah. Come on.
You can actually watch radio.
Yeah.
It's amazing on our YouTube channel. Please do it so B. Arthur leaves us alone. Okay, it is Norman, sitcom legend, television legend, Norman Lear's 99th birthday. I told you about that in the Dirt Alert. And to celebrate, Alexis has a very special edition of Scream Pop Culture Trivia.
I want to scream Pop Culture Trivia!
Just whatever comes to mind, shout it out.
Once again, you two are cahooting all over Kenny, but go ahead.
You think so?
I'll sit here and give it a shot. Come on. Nobody on the planet is going to beat Jason at this game today, this morning, right now. Norman Lear, come on. But I'm going to give it right now, I'm going to step up to the plate, and I'm going to swing wildly at every pitch that goes by me.
All right.
You don't know. I mean,
Yeah,
Lenny and Squiggy.
Jeez, you're like, yeah, probably.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean,
put your shirt back on, show off.
It could be worse. This could be a Dallas trivia edition.
True.
I mean, that you know.
Yep, could be.
Next one, I want to do Scream Pop Trivia about snowmobile racing in the 70s.
Oh!
Yeah.
All right.
Bob Elsner.
I'll have to look up some trivia from then. I got you, Kenny. We did tractor trivia once. That was for you.
You did.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's get to it.
As you said, Norman Lear turned 99 yesterday, so he is in his 100th year.
Yes,
amazing. Yes. So, first question is, what year was he born?
1921.
20. Kenny, you got it. 22? 22. Yep. July 27th, yesterday, 1922.
I was told there would be no math in this, but go ahead.
In New Haven, Connecticut is where he was born.
Oh, I've been there.
Yes. Which classic TV character did Jimmy Walker model his...
JJ. Oh.
His comedic performance as JJ.
Oh, what a great question. Who did he steal that bit from?
What is it? An actor?
An actor. Yep.
Bill Cosby?
Nope.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Oh wait, hold on a second. Why is this acting a fool?
Oh no.
No, no, no. No, no, no. No, I just clicked wrong. Hold on. Hold on a second. I have some
Okay.
Who had a
Here we go.
Who had a catchphrase, Jason?
Okay, was it Bud Abbott, Wally Cleaver, Ed Norton, or Lucy Ricardo?
Ed Norton. From the Honeymooners? Yes. From the
Honeymooners.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. Nailed it. Okay, Lear's one-hour drama, Palmerstown, USA, was set in which era?
1950s.
Which is during the...
Korean War.
Eisenhower administration. Era. What era? The bread and butter era. I don't know. The mashed potato era.
Post-World War II?
Baby boomer 50s. Era.
Hey, no.
Wife swapping era.
I love swapping era.
Threesome era.
Key parties. I don't know. Fondue era. Kung Fu fighting era.
Orgies.
Is it Reconstruction, Civil War, Great Depression, or World War II?
World War II.
Great Depression.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah, see?
Can you make these a little easier when
Jake...
You know what? When Jason's not getting them, there's something wrong.
Okay,
here.
All right. How about this one? What branch of the military did Norman Lear serve in?
Air Force.
Navy.
It is the Air Force.
Okay.
See? Ding, ding. In 1942, he dropped out of Emerson College in Boston to join the Air Force.
I should have been keeping score.
You should have kept track. Yeah,
you have at least
winning.
Two. And we're, yeah,
Kenny has two.
Uh-huh. Which future sitcom star appeared in all 17 episodes of Palmerstown, USA?
Carol O'Connor.
I have some multiple choice here. Is it Julia White, yeah. Kirk Cameron, Michael J. Fox, or Malcolm Jamal Warner?
It's got to be one of the first ones, Jason.
God, I don't know. I never watched that, Palmer.
Are you
Say
trying
again.
To embarrass us?
No, I thought
no,
this
I
would
love
be
this.
A...
Guess the names again.
I'm trying to make it a little harder for, you know, for you guys here. Let me see if I can go back here. Yep,
Palmer,
I think I can.
Palmertown?
Palmertown, USA. Appeared in 17 of the episodes and became a major, major star.
Michael J. Fox, it's major.
It's Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I thought his first sitcom was Family Ties?
No, Family Ties, no. I knew that.
But, no, he was in Palmerstown, USA.
Okay.
All righty then, of course. Let's see here. Lear is said to have based Archie Bunker on who in his family?
His father-in-law, I think father-in-law.
It's his father. It's his father, Jace.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
His dad and his conservative views, and Lear, of course, open and actively liberal.
Yep.
How many Emmy nominations does Norman Lear sitcoms, how many have they earned total?
87. 80,
oh, my
80s.
Goodness.
Higher? Higher?
Really?
120.
99.
Less than 100.
95.
94.
Okay.
Yep.
No
mm-hmm.
kidding. Wow.
That includes 14 nominations and 4 wins for Lear himself. Pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness.
What night did Sanford and Son air?
Monday.
Thursday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
On NBC.
Friday. Saturday.
It's Friday.
Sunday.
It's Friday?
It was Friday. Yeah, Friday night, entire run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jason, that's unusual for a sitcom to be strong on a Friday night, isn't it?
It's unusual for anything in that day to be strong on Friday nights, except for Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Got a couple more here. What's the name of the Jefferson son in All
Linus.
In the Family? Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Yep.
Get that right away.
What term of endearment did Archie use to describe his son-in-law?
Meathead.
Meathead.
Meathead. Dead from the neck up. Meathead.
That's what my father-in-law calls me. So. Yeah.
Okay, what was not a spinoff of All in the Family? Not Maude, the Jeffersons, or What's Happening?
What's Happening?
What's Happening?
Ding, ding, ding.
It was ABC's response to Norman Lear.
That's right.
Shirley Hemphill. Love
yep.
her.
Rerun. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, what's the name of Bunker's grandchild?
Alyssa.
Gloria and Mike's kid?
It's Jenny, Frankie, or Joey?
Joey!
Joey! Yep, December of 1975, making Edith and Archie grandparents for the very first time.
I wonder whatever happened to that actress.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, great question. No, no follow-up with that one. I'm not sure. But good job, you guys. More. Oh, wait, there's... Okay, let's see here. Okay, what did Archie buy at the start of season 8 of All in the Family?
A bar.
A bar.
That's
Archie
it?
Bunker's place, yeah.
That's right.
There we go.
Good job, you guys. Did Kenny win this?
Kenny won this.
I don't think so.
No, I think we tied eventually at the end.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Gene Stapleton wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And Norman Lear was leery. They had to fight him. He did not want to kill off Edith. And Carol O'Connor had to beg Norman to kill her off. And then they spun off into Archie Bunker's place for the last couple years. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It was never as good.
Never as good. No. Once you lost Edith, it was, come on.
Yeah. It's all about the chemistry.
They should have just closed the doors right there. Mm-hmm. Coming up on 8:43, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Jump the Shark right after this. You held my hand
when I had nothing left. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Okay, kids, take a break.
Coke is it?
The most refreshing way to make the most of every day. And wherever you go and whatever you do, there's something big waiting for me and you. Coke is it?
The biggest taste you've ever found.
Coke is it? The one that never lets you down. Coke is it? The most refreshing taste around.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Coke is it, everyone.
Coke is it. Yeah.
I love that theme.
That's fun. It's catchy.
Slogan, I should say. Yeah, it is. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk and streaming around the globe and right into your home on our My Talk app and on our website. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Mama Dawn is gone.
Yeah.
She's on vacation. She's left us, the kids. We're trying not to burn anything down.
Yeah. You were trying.
Right, yeah.
Come on now.
Come on now. Yeah, she's visiting her family in, as her boyfriend says, dirty old Missouri.
Yeah.
So I hope she's having a great time.
Oh, seeing her daughter and so.
Yeah, for the first time in years. So it is time to find out what has jumped the shark.
Fire up the book. I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
This was easy today.
Uh-oh.
It's probably, you know, because there are so many buttholes in the world, this segment's really easy to do every day.
it is.
It's really easy to populate this damn thing. But, now, he's not personally a butthole, but today's Jump the Shark is Ryan Murphy. And let me explain. Let me explain. I will lead with the positive for just a second. I applaud Ryan Murphy for the amount of wonderful opportunities and exposure that he gives to not only members of the LGBTQ plus community, but also women of a certain age that Hollywood has put into the dustbin. I love that. He is a trailblazer in that. He actually realizes that, oh my goodness, women over 35 are desirable. Imagine that concept.
What?
There's the positive. I like the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the problem, and here is why today he has jumped the shark.
Uh-oh.
And that is because he has spread himself dangerously thin. And it's never more apparent than it is when you watch his latest creation, American Horror Stories, which is like
it's plural now.
Plural, because each episode is a story upon itself, kind of like the Twilight Zone. But oh my God, I could slap myself. I shouldn't put a beloved classic like the Twilight Zone in the same sentence as this dumpster fire. But anyway, but it's the same concept.
Yeah.
Contained stories in one episode. Now, you would think, oh, this is a cool expansion of the American Horror Story franchise. Yeah, I guess it does have potential, but I've watched the first three episodes, and I just like most Ryan Murphy shows, it turns down Dumb Street and is not redeemable. The first two episodes, Return to Murder House, which it was interesting to me.
Yeah.
But it's just ludicrous.
So it's the same actors playing the same characters?
No. No.
Oh, and then there are some returning episode?
Yeah, there are new, like this, the current episode about a drive-in that they're playing this cursed movie. And then when the movie plays, called Rabbit, everyone basically turns into killer zombies. And Adrienne Barbeau got roped into this. I don't know how he convinced her to do this. But anyway, she owns the drive-in. And it looks like it was shot by Skippy, the film school senior. And I don't know. It's just bad. It's just bad. The acting is bad. Some of the writing is bad. It's just bad. And this is what happens when you put your name on something and you don't nurture it. You know, it's like, oh, it's a Ryan Murphy production. Bye. You know, Spielberg did this for a while. He, you know, everything was a Steven Spielberg production, but it was just kind of, you know.
Right.
And the problem with that is you water down your own brand. And that's what's happening right now. Ryan Murphy production, you know, a Ryan Murphy production doesn't have the gleam and the sizzle that it once did, because it's on everything.
Yeah, and it's the absence of him and the attention maybe it needs to be good.
Yeah. I just did not like this. And I was a champion.
If you didn't like it, I really won't like it.
You will not like this.
Yeah.
No. It's unnecessarily, it's stupidly gory. Like, I like gore, but it's just dumb. It's just dumb gore. And like I said, this drive-in episode looks like again, Kenny, the film school dropout, grabbed his iPhone and shot it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are his muses in the new season?
No. I like that this is giving a platform to these young actors.
Yeah, to other people.
But the characters are just annoying. I wanted this drive-in episode. I wanted them all to die, hideous death. I wanted all of them to be eaten. There wasn't one character.
Immediately.
There wasn't one character I wanted to survive the drive-in. I wanted them all to die.
Yeah.
Really?
You guys,
yeah.
I haven't seen one thing he's ever done. I'm looking at his list.
Oh, you haven't?
Not one.
You didn't try Glee when it came out?
Never.
Molly, no.
I think you'd hate Glee.
Oh, he would absolutely hate Glee.
Oh, yeah.
But so there we go.
We might need to think about that when it comes to Force movie review in the future.
Force TV show review. Yeah.
To the moon, Lex. To the moon.
That's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong.
Oh, my God. Right, that's right. To the moon. Everyone have a fantastic day. We love you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Donna and Steve up next.